Breakup is starting to happen on interior rivers. The Yukon River ice began moving early this morning at Eagle. It jammed and caused some flooding of low-lying homes and roads. Six homes and a handful of sheds have been hit by truck-sized chunks of ice. At least three homes have been picked up and moved off their foundations. 15 miles downriver from Eagle, a cabin and a summer home have been completely destroyed, sandwiched between enormous chunks of ice. The water levels receded quickly this morning, and the immediate threat to homes appears to be over. It's the second largest flood on record after the devastating 2009 river breakup. And the National Weather Service is worried snowmelt in the mountains could increase the flooding potential again in the coming days. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says additional problems are expected as the breakup front progresses downstream.
The problem now we have is the water is coming down the Yukon, and it's going to be moving towards the west where it's actually been colder, and the ice is a lot stronger because it hasn't been as warm out west. We got a call from Fort Yukon from our observer this morning, and he said the ice is strong. There's still some snow on the ice, and there's actually some people still riding snow machines down in Fort Yukon. And the farther west you go, the stronger the ice is, down towards Tanana, Galena, and then even farther downriver.
Plum says colder air moving across the region will slow breakup over the weekend, but an expected warm-up into the 60s next week could cause rapid melting and raise the potential for ice jams and flooding. There's been ice jam flooding on the Tanana River at Salcha, pushing water into a flood-prone neighborhood along the old Richardson Highway.